The Royal Nepalese Army says the high school students were taken by Maoist guerrillas last week from a remote mountainous village in Gumli district, about 300 kilometers west of Kathmandu. They are the latest among thousands of students who are routinely picked up by the rebels for what are known as indoctrination sessions. So far, all abducted students have returned unharmed, usually in a day or two. But worries have grown because the group abducted last Wednesday has still not reappeared. The army says it has mounted a search operation. The head of Kathmandu Center for Contemporary Studies, Lokraj Baral, says taking away teachers and groups of students has become a common rebel practice.
The Maoists try to give lessons on their mission, their objective, etc. What they are doing, for what reason. It's a kind of indoctrination or familiarization. So all the women rights groups, they have been calling upon the Maoists not to do such things, but they are following that practice.
Last year, a rebel leader objected to the word abduction, saying the students are taken for cultural campaigns. The rebels have been waging a nearly decade-long campaign to turn Nepal into a communist republic and have gradually consolidated their hold over large stretches of the countryside. The rebellion has claimed more than 10,000 lives. Meanwhile, in Kathmandu, former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dueba and six former ministers have been cleared of corruption charges by a powerful anti-graft commission. King Kyanendra fired Mr. Dueba's government in February, accusing him of failing to control the Maoist rebellion and charging that politicians were corrupt. Mr. Dueba and the ministers had been accused of distributing more than $50,000 of state funds to party workers. Although they were cleared of that charge, Mr. Dueba remains in detention on a second charge relating to the embezzlement of funds for a road construction project. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.